Hi, this is your host, Saul. First, I want to thank you for listening to the show. We really enjoy sitting down every week and having a lively discussion with friends. If you enjoy listening to us, all we ask is that you take the time to find us on all the social media platforms by searching for The Salty Show. Please give us a follow, a like, and maybe share some of our content. As always, we appreciate your support. Thank you.
Oh boy, it's Friday. Feel good Fridays. What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times.
Hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, what do you got for us today, Mr. Saul?
Holy shit.
Too much shit going on today.
Yes, sir. Okay, so what's up, fellas? What's up, Heidi?
Good.
Everybody's good? All right, so let's do this. On this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton.
No, we're not.
Was spotted wearing a blue dress.
Yo, that shit was hysterical.
Jeffrey Epstein at his private island had a portrait of the 42nd president wearing a blue dress and red heels. Can this get any weirder?
Okay.
Apparently not. All right. Next, a couple members of the Squad of Rejects has been banned from Israel and the media has lost their mind. Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib were rejected entry into the Holy Land, and we'll tell you why. Gropey Joe has gone missing from the campaign trail. Apparently, his advisors don't trust his foot around his mouth.
I mean, guys, you know, that comment last week, I think, sealed his fate. Right.
So as a result of his absence, Pocahontas has now taken the lead in some of the polls. Guys, the Democratic Party has gone full socialist. There's no denying this. Okay, so all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Crazy Chronicles. What you got, Heidi? What's going on? I know, you know, Heidi comes in today and she's like, I got some really good ones. Tim cannot deny this. So I'm ready, Tim.
You challenge accepted.
Not ready.
Like, even if they're good, I'm going to shit on them.
I know. Okay. I'm like, man, set He's me up for a hater. Fail right over the front. It's like,
All right. Let's go.
It's over. That's it.
What's going on?
Okay. We're done. All right. So and I'm going to open it up. Actually, technology today is becoming pretty incredible.
She figured out how to use OneNote today, guys.
Yeah. No. Still haven't. No. Actually, so there was a hilarious moment today, apparently, where a dad is going to meet his daughter's first date through a doorbell. He was still at work, lives in Massachusetts, and he used the doorbell cam, to be introduced to the first date of this gentleman that was there to pick up his daughter. Huh. Okay. So he answers the door.
Is it on YouTube?
So there is a full video on here.
It's kind of douchey, though, if you think about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how do you threaten his life through a doorbell?
Exactly, right? Hey, don't. Yeah.
How's he going to hear
he's
the?
He's not going to answer the door.
How's he going to hear the cock of the
shotgun?
Exactly.
So they had a full introduction, interactive via the doorbell camera.
How'd the kid do? Did he get the date or not?
So he decided to go one step further and connect and interact through the home security camera, and virtually speak with him just because he was stuck at work.
Technology, homie.
Technology. I mean, you're not even going to, you could do everything.
Tim doesn't like
There's
it.
There's no more threat.
No more anymore. Awkward silence.
No more threat. No more threat.
That's what the craziest thing you could find today?
Look. I'm trying to get the worst ones out of the way first. If you
want
to know.
The worst one should be
If you want to know. Okay, ready?
No, I give you A for effort. You know what? It was last minute. I know.
It was tough crowd.
Sorry, Heidi. It was my fault.
I was working my ass off today. I know. I saw the text message from Connor saying, I'm sorry, she's in meetings right now. You want her to respond?
Well, nobody asked you to respond right away.
No, it was fine. So name and shame. The most hilarious names parents have given their unfortunate kids.
Connor?
Stop.
Jesus.
The hate is
former Chancellor George Osborne was on hand to point out on Twitter.
Hey, that's one of the worst names ever. Twitter. We're going on Twitter.
He went on Twitter.
Okay, so hey, the name of the new UK leader, IP leader, is called Richard Brain, Mr. Dick Brain.
Dick for brains.
Dick for brains. Oh, dear. There you have it. The pro-Brexit party leader has since said he changed his name to stop the bullying.
Yeah, no kidding.
The UK is having some bullying issues, apparently.
So you know that you know you can go to jail for that?
For what?
For like bullying or something like that? Like,
oh, yeah, in Britain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you saw it. Never mind. I'm not going to.
Does Dick have the same kind of connotation in England as it does here?
Oh, yeah. So does cunt.
The Richard Dick comparison, right?
Yeah.
First of all, cunt was never a bad word to use. It was a normal term like penis or vagina.
Vagina.
And
I like the vagina.
Butthurt.
Jesus.
And somebody decided to get butthurt about the word and make it something of nasty and do your come on.
Well, vagina is dirty.
People. Anyways, so their response. But if poor old Dick Brain thought his name was bad.
I don't know what vaginas Tim's been.
He should be grateful he didn't end up with one of these instead. Are we ready?
Did you say Dick Brain?
Michelle Boner.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Oh, wow.
Head doctor, Dr. BJ Harddick.
So you know that when they, you know how sometimes you do your first initial last name? Yeah. Boner. That's what
M Boner.
M Boner.
M Boner.
This poor Singapore's name is Batman Bin Superman.
Superman?
No, it's not real. That's fake news.
Destiny Hooker, adult ambition. Destiny Hooker is this
stripper.
Young lady's name. Mm-hmm. Here's a stroke of genius for you. Jack.
Is that his name?
Jack Kaufman.
Jack.
How about
check me on.
How about Major Dickiehead, who had to represent the 3rd Battalion?
No. These can't be real.
These are news articles.
These are Major Dick.
These are from BBC.
Major Dickhead.
From the BBC.
This is from the BBC channel. Wow. So here we go.
The BBC with the Major Dick.
Okay. All right, that one sucks. Hold on. Lieutenant Les McBurney.
Oh, that's a good one. Say that real fast.
Les McBurney.
Les McBurney.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Crystal Methvin.
I don't get that one.
How about Crystal Methvin?
Lesbian. Methvin. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But
Jesus condom. I mean, Jesus condom.
Oh, Jesus. That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. With that, let me see here.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So I went out there and I wanted to figure out what is the state, because one of the pages that I went to, I swear there were at least 6 or 7 things, articles, and every one of them had something to do with Timmy's favorite state.
Florida.
So I'm like, what is
Florida?
Yes.
We're going to Florida.
So that's what I checked. I was like, okay, so what state reports the most craziest news stories of the year? Like, every one of them, Florida stories, Florida news, Florida stories, Florida, weird and crazy Florida. For like, those were the top 6 sites and articles when I Googled it.
Every time I think of Florida, I think of...
Right? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and lead into and give us a couple of our state's headliners.
Yes. Do we play Guess the State? I want to play Guess the State. I want to guess
the State. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Guess the State. I'm going to mix it up.
We should call this segment Guess the State.
Yes. Okay.
Guess the State.
Guess the messed up state.
All right. Here we go. Woman gives birth, fights off bees, and starts wildfires in... You're going to have to...
I need more details. How did she fight off bees? What the heck? How was she fighting off bees?
She gives birth, fights off bees, and starts a wildfire.
Yeah.
In a matter of how many hours.
What state did this happen in?
What state? So they just give me the headliners. So
okay, yeah. So shit, what the?
Gives birth, fights off bees, and starts wildfires.
New Mexico.
Timmy's got New Mexico. What do you got, Saul?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Okay. Northern California.
You know I was going to say that? God damn it.
No, I mean, Northern California is still California. You realize that, right? We're trying to separate the state.
North and the South. They're both shit.
Whenever I hear wildfire, I always think of California.
You know, yeah.
You should have gone with that.
I,
you should have gone.
I was going to go with that.
Oh, you cheating ass.
I'm trying to get it.
Stop looking at the headlines.
I'm trying to get it away from him.
Cheating son of a bitch.
All right, so this is man arrested for allegedly aggressive mopping. John Thornton visited the Doubletree Hotel in Bristol.
Connecticut. You can't say Bristol.
I didn't see Bristol until I was spinning out. God damn it. Cops. Man, 22, threw semen on Walmart shopper.
Oh, dear God.
Wait, a cop?
This is Cops with the colon.
Is that the TV show Cops?
It says, man, 22, threw semen on Walmart shopper.
Ooh. Just one?
I'm going to go Massachusetts.
The victim felt something wet on her buttocks and thighs.
No. Buttocks and thighs.
How did she feel that?
I'm gonna go Massachusetts.
I'm going to go with Utah. Was one of his wives.
I'm gonna say Georgia. Dear Lord, she's losing it. It's not Florida, is it?
No, Delaware.
I was
Delaware.
Close. I was on the
Delaware.
Eastern.
You know what? So we went to Delaware. Oh my God! Talk about one of the most boring states.
Yeah, you just look at it.
Apparently, you weren't hanging out at the right Walmart.
No, dude, Delaware was so boring,
dude. So you like
we stayed there.
Yeah.
No, we stayed in Wilmington. We just stayed there.
Did you ever see the movie Wayne's World? When he's like, I'm in Delaware.
No.
He didn't say that. It was some other, but it was like.
He was in Chicago, right?
When he's like, I'm in Delaware.
It was really like, we had breakfast there. They had good breakfast, but it's breakfast. That's pretty much it. You know what I mean?
You get
like,
bacon and eggs, right?
We looked around. Maybe it was raining.
When we pulled in.
It was raining that day.
Yeah, didn't we?
It was raining. Remember, I threw my drone up, and Tim was like, "Your drone's gonna die up there because it was raining."
Fucking lightning and everything's in the air. We're like, "We're gonna die."
We made it, anyways. All right, that's it. That's all you got for crazy. Yeah, saving for next time.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Are you keeping track of the states?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got to go back and listen to everything. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Last but not least, here.
Oh, geez, you got to come prepared, woman.
I got it. I had to get to it. Okay, just.
Lecture. She works.
Do we know? Okay, I'm gonna butcher this last name, okay. So I'm hoping y'all know who it is.
Ferrara.
Emily Ratajkowski. R A T A.
You got it.
You
got it.
Okay.
Ratajkowski.
Sorry.
Posted a glamour shot with her armpit hair showing.
Ew.
And because the internet is the internet, it caused a whole.
So technically, it's not a glamour shot.
So
right?
First of all, y'all. Was it one hair? I have to tell you, she's gorgeous.
Was it like one strand of hair?
She's freaking gorgeous.
No,
I got to see this picture.
Was it one strand?
I'll be the judge of that.
Armpit bush. Pull up then. Emily.
Just show me on here.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Hold on.
By the way, that is a great logo.
Right?
I love it.
Okay.
Is she cute though? Wait, without the armpit.
Get past the armpit hair.
Yeah.
Look at the face.
I couldn't do it.
A gorgeous young woman.
Yep.
She's
Are
gorgeous.
Are you kidding me? That is
could
that
you
is
bang
totally
her with them
tit.
Hairy?
No,
armpit.
I know I could. No.
She's beautiful.
Still, but tell me she's not beautiful. Just can get you just her not look at the
like hide the hair.
Does this
hide
make it better?
Dude, I have a feeling like that is staged.
Just get her a membership to that European wax place.
No, they had. I guarantee.
Laser removal.
No. I guarantee she doesn't have that. She just threw it on there because you know how everybody's like, it's like a natural women
an armpit
shit.
Merkin.
No, but like everything's supposed to be in the natural. I guarantee that's photoshopped. You know what I mean? They fucking get her fell.
Dude,
self-famous.
it's like that thing that I posted today, right? Which is, all these filters that she's fully makeup.
She's beautiful,
right? Her face is like I don't know. Not really natural. Because she's fully makeup.
Yeah, that's airbrushed. You know what I mean? Like airbrushed.
Well, they did not call it naturally, though. It said a glamour shot.
It's not a glamour shot.
Yeah, so they do that with glamour shots. Armpit right?
Hair.
They touch
it's not a glamour shot when your armpit hair is out there.
No, but you got to remember that. Remember, this is the new movement, man. Look it up,
Yeah, I don't know.
Shave legs, shave twat.
Yeah,
no
stop,
shave legs,
stop
no
shaving.
Shave twat, no
stop
shave fucking armpits.
Look, I don't mind a little hair. I don't mind a little bush. You know what I mean?
We've got bush.
I really don't.
We've? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait. Tim, let me ask you this. So, really, a girl that's got a little bush.
Nope, I run.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Drop that gorgeous girl.
No. Hold on. If it's got like the landing strip, okay. But if it's got like anything like on the
lips?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't want to kiss the mustache.
No.
You got a mustache. What's the matter? The mustache is going to get knotted.
Tim will be in the bedroom with the girl, right? He's ready to go in, and he's he's worked up for it, and then all of a sudden, no,
my face is like this, like, and you just like you start moving him away, like, all right, I gotta do this.
Tim, you would lose an erection.
Yes,
really,
really,
wow. So, the whole thing, the shaving, the waxing, the whatever, it's kind of a. I don't know if you call it a fad, right? But it's a fad that has come in, right? Well, what happens when it goes out and all these women that have paid $3,000 to get their hoo-has lasered to never
keep going
back? Are they
going
to have
keep
Merkins?
Going. Keep going.
I don't think that's ever going to go out
of
fashion.
So first of all, this ain't a fad. This like started in the 80s, dude. Like the mid to late 80s, then the 90s. Ugh. Yeah. 2000s. Ugh. Now, wow.
No,
they do even crazier shit.
No, but Tim, at a certain point in time, there was no razors. So every female had a bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then we got civilized.
How do you think? No, how do you think people were procreating? Obviously, it didn't matter.
I guarantee they were.
I guarantee
they weren't putting their mouths near it.
And yes, they were.
That's a nice okay.
Obviously, now, you weren't paying attention to Game of Thrones.
Now we
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. That
they are totally talking about the essence of each other's sweat.
I know it's gross. And yeah, that's like because that shows social justice like, warrior now.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, moving on. So Heidi, thank you very much for that. I think Tim, we can all agree that this was one of your better segments.
Not Rachel. No. It was not Rachel. Rachel,
why is he like this? Tim is shaking his head in disapproval.
I want to find the funny animal ones, man.
All you got to do is look up fucking funny animal stories.
Freddy Krueger stories.
All right, so let's get down to this.
But thank you for doing it, Heidi.
So the first topic I want to talk about is...
It's fine.
Guys, Clinton.
Have you
guys seen the picture?
Okay,
so I'm going to bring the picture up.
It's disturbing.
So you guys can see... what the f*** is going on with this? Because
I was actually reading about this before I got here.
Yeah. So this is that you haven't seen this picture, Heidi.
This is a portrait. Looks like a portrait.
All right. So as you can see, this is the picture. That
is that supposed to be the dress that Monica was wearing?
I'm assuming that's what it is.
No. Hold on.
So you Google it. What?
So before I got here, I just happened to I saw this earlier, and I was like, I want to read more about this. And what the fuck it was about? So a picture was painted in like 2012 or 2010 by some painter, right? And they got permission or whatever. But they're not sure if it's the Monica Lewinsky dress or the blue dress she wore to some gala in 2010.
Who?
Hillary.
Hillary.
This might be a Hillary dress.
Again, this painting is in Jeffrey Epstein's estate. And so technically, if Hillary would have won, Bill Clinton would have been that first lady.
Yeah.
Looks good on the sky. Oh, God.
A little Keith Urban for you. I just wanted to. Tim's feeling it.
Tim's done.
All right, so here's one thing that you got to find.
I'm so disturbed by that.
This guy makes
things
me
that
sick.
You got to, no, guys, for real. You got to, the media has not mentioned this at all, by the way. They have completely ignored this.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, can you imagine?
They don't want to die.
Can you imagine if Trump had, there was a picture like this in somebody, one of Trump's, you know, clients or whatever, in their house. What would the media have done? They would have had a field day as far as news coverage. So when I look at this, this is a mockery of the whole thing. And this motherfucker went to that island how many times?
Like 27 or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. And you know he saw that picture and you know he approved that picture. He would have told Jeffrey Epstein something. Take that down. I don't approve. And so this is how twisted and perverted this whole shit is. These motherfuckers, you know, and I don't use this word just to use this word, but this is evil, dude. Like, this is, it is. It's twisted, homie. Because these guys are in a private island fucking little girls. That's what they were doing.
Is it just girls?
There you go. You've made a right point because based on this blue dress, apparently not.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, did you guys see this video of this tranny? Did we talk about this last time?
I don't think so.
So this is tranny, at a public library. You know what I'm talking about, Tim, right?
An event. We did talk about that.
Okay, so yeah, and this transvestite or dressed as a man, dressed as a female, is teaching little kids. How old would you say they were? 8, 9, 10.
I saw little babies in there.
Little kids, dude. And this transvestite is showing them how to twerk. Now, here's my deal. Whatever you do behind your bedroom, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Nobody cares. But parents who take their kids to this show to have somebody show them what twerking is. You can see in those kids' faces, they're like, they're innocent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's what, this is why I call this evil, dude, because something's wrong. And these guys felt that they could have gotten away with this. You know, they counted. They were so sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And they were so sure that Hillary Clinton was going to be that cushion between law enforcement and all this. They knew that they were not. Jeffrey Epstein would not be dead today if Hillary Clinton had won. Why? Because she has control of the DOJ. She has control of... Again, this is why I call this evil. Now, people look at this and they laugh. I look at this and I get chills down the back of my neck because this is fucking weird. This is weird that this guy visited this island 20-some times and had no problem with this picture.
Well, so to play devil's advocate here, right, there's nothing saying that he actually put on the dress and posed for it, right?
So
I mean, anyone could have done.
Jeremy, he was at this island how many times?
Well, right, being on the island,
you would
is
be
one
okay
thing.
With a picture of you like this
in the Oval Office.
I don't.
He's
no, this is in Epstein's.
He's right, but he's sitting in the Oval Office.
Right.
So Jeremy, you would have been okay with a picture. You'd be okay with me a picture of you in a blue dress and red heels.
It's kind of funny though. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. Have one commissioned, and I'll let you know if I approve of it or not.
You know. Look. I, at this point, after everything that's happened, all the news that has come out, and now they're saying that he committed suicide. Meanwhile, he had what? Broken, there was fractured bones in his neck.
Yeah, vertebrae or whatever.
And the...
you can buy it.
What?
This painting.
Why would I want this?
I'm just saying. Somebody can buy it.
I'm going to buy it for your birthday.
There it is.
Oh, dear God.
So and I'm going to put, so I'm gonna put Jeremy's face on it, by the way.
So the person who painted this actually painted one of George Bush sitting on the floor. I can't... sitting on the floor.
Yeah, but George Bush wasn't going to his island and looking at it every time he went there.
But this is pretty funny, though. I'm not
so that's the difference, Tim.
I know, but I'm reading the article.
Now, you guys, I mean, Jeremy obviously doesn't care, but
it's
look
disturbing.
At this and
no,
it's disturbing.
It's disturbing, dude.
This is weird. This is weird. They're trying to normalize this stuff, right? And it's a mockery of the whole thing, you know what I mean? This is, I guarantee you that Clinton was okay with this picture, and he probably laughed at it.
Yes. You know what this is? This is fuck you. Right? Mm-hmm. This is saying to me, and this ain't about a 1%. This is about being you're above everything and you make a joke at everything. This guy, I liked Clinton when I was growing up. I was like, oh, he's a good president. Then this guy go gets a blowjob in the office, and everyone's like, oh my God, he's gonna get beat.
Look,
and no, hold on. And this poor girl, Monica, yeah, she did it, whatever. I'm not saying she's innocent or anything, but this dude did it. In the White House with his wife and daughter in there on our tax dollars in our White House, you know, mm-hmm. in the most prestigious place in this country. And it's like,
right.
I could do what I want. I'm the president. Trump did that,
let me put it in perspective, okay? Because when Clinton did this,
that's a set of balls.
The media entertainment business, they glorified this. Yeah. They were like, oh, you know why he was the first black president? Because he's getting all these hoes in the...
Yeah.
You know, they made rap songs about this, okay? Meanwhile, Trump says, hey, you know what? Groupies let you grab them by the
pee.
And everybody lost their shit. And it's like, he's stating a fact. He's not saying that he's doing that. And he's not doing that in the White House. Because believe me, if he was, we would know about it. Yeah. Right? And now here is this guy... Who obviously now Monica Lewinsky is the only one that apparently came out, but you know this guy was doing it all the time.
What's even creepier is the picture right underneath that on Twitter.
I know.
Scroll down.
Is that creepy too?
Yeah, creepy too.
Oh, he's giving him a hug.
Oh, God. Ew.
That is awesome.
You know he was.
That's terrible.
That's why he's out of the campaign trail.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, when you tell people
did he formally resign or drop
not
out?
Yet. What,
no,
what
no, he hasn't.
That?
He hasn't. No, no. So
they're saying he'll just win the primary.
The rumor is that his advisors have told him stay out of the campaign trail. You're making a lot of mistakes. He's saying stuff, dude, that, you know what I mean? Like, if it was Trump, this would be wall-to-wall coverage of what he said. What did he say, Tim? What did Joe Biden say?
Poor people are just as bright as white people.
And then
he had a 10-second point. Well, and African Americans and Chinese, and I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be saying that shit at all.
And then here's another thing. All right, what else did he say?
Oh my God, the truth. Yeah. We value truth over facts.
So again, and then his advisors are like,
this is my thing. You know,
foot meet mouth.
This isn't about being a conservative. Or people, we're not making this stuff up. People are these people are going out and saying this shit. When they talk about Trump, oh, he implied this and he said that. Whatever they say he said or implied, he never said. These people are actually saying it. And they're getting away with it. That's what blows my mind away.
Do they think that they can be?
Bullies. They're trying to be bullies.
Trying. They are. But do they think that if they can be like make these radical terms that they're going to be more favored?
Yes. You say the word
in
Hitler,
the elections.
You say the word Hitler and the word Nazi, and you put Donald Trump next to the term Nazi. People, yeah. You're right. Oh, he doesn't like it, but. They just because they don't read. They don't pay attention. Yeah. You can't believe everything you see on TV, on Twitter. But when you see the politician, the actual blue verified checkbox person going, he's a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because now you are a verified person saying something that you probably shouldn't be saying.
No. So again, Jeremy, so to you, this doesn't bother you?
Well, no. So if you, like you had mentioned, if you had this portrait commissioned and you were hanging it in your study in your house, mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't have a problem with that because I would think it was funny. If you're going to put it in the Smithsonian so that everybody and their sister could see it and I was running for president or I was a president,
you would
that
still
might
be my friend
different.
if I'm mocking you this way?
Yeah, probably. That's what friends do.
No.
You should see the shit I mock you about.
Okay. Well, we would be friends. We would stop being friends
so anyway,
that day.
I pulled up Hillary. That's her dress.
Yeah.
Wow.
First of all, I would never want a picture of one of you guys hanging in my fucking house.
I think it's all in perception.
That's the deal. He would be the first lady.
Yes, he would have been the first lady. Yes.
He would have been a bitch.
I think that's what it was, right?
That's the mocking.
He would have been, but Barack Obama was.
Oh. Boom, boom.
Did you see that bulge on what's her name?
What?
No, because there's a lot of memes going around.
Sorry, these memes are they're savages.
I remember my question.
Go.
So you know we were talking about basically news outlets just making shit up against Trump.
Yep.
Isn't there a legal method for him to make them stop? I mean, can he sue them for libel or defamation?
Yeah. But their opinions. Yeah. So what's coming? See, the reason why the news. Anybody can get away with things now because when I go on social media and I say he's a white supremacist, I'm giving you my opinion, right? When New York Times publishes an article, a lot of times it's based on the writer's opinion, not the actual story. So when
no law that helps protect against that.
No, because it's opinion. So basically,
it's a fine line.
It's a super fine line, and especially because you're the president. But
seriously, these people are going out on the New York Times and CNN and whatever,
slanders,
and they're basically
they're slandering.
You know,
it's still. I mean, to his point,
defamating the character of the president of the United States, and he has no legal recourse whatsoever.
I think there is.
Well, you got to remember because he's just as guilty.
But.
It's a parody.
Right.
It could be considered a parody. Yeah.
Well, to what point, though? I mean, it's every day, times a day.
If they're saying that this is a legit thing, in other words, they say Trump did this and he really didn't, then... And they're claiming to be...
But they've done that.
They collusion. No,
but they're claiming to be a...
To have proof of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or that it's a legit...
But they
have news report.
But they have, which has caused the investigations and.
But there was collusion. But that was the thing. There was some kind of collusion. Just it wasn't. There was tampering. There was tampering by the way. But
Trump tampered with something that was proven to be.
No, what
true.
I'm saying is the voting was tampered. There was voter tampering. They were able to prove that stuff was tampered, but he didn't collude. What they found was not enough evidence to that he colluded with the Russians to do it. They're not denying that the Russians didn't meddle the election. That was never the question.
Nothing connecting Trump to
right. So everybody said that Trump was the reason behind it. He did the collusion.
So yeah, the idea could be that.
Am I right? No, that's pretty. That's what it was.
I didn't
think
there was anything found at all.
But here's what we're not hearing yet, and Barr is investigating right now. Barr has started investigating, where this came from, and again, it was that dossier. Yeah, that
McCain started or helped with.
McCain helped. So it was a dossier that was collusion between the Democratic whatever National Committee or whatever whoever DNC. They are, the DNC, who paid for this. They paid what was it called? Fusion GPS to go out and hire Russians to, in essence, lure in Trump campaign personnel and tell them, hey, look, we got some dirt on Hillary Clinton. Do you want this? Right? And so you had some Trump campaign personnel meet with these people. And these people said, you know what? We're not interested. Right. So they met and then they said they weren't interested. Now, the whole Russian collusion was based on that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's his name? Comey.
The other knucklehead.
Mueller. Did his investigation and he said there's not enough evidence to say that there was.
What page was that on?
Exactly.
I can't remember. Exactly. I can't remember. Can you show me that again?
And that's why I love that shit that you posted, you know, when somebody else did your homework and the teacher pulls you in and is like, can you explain this? You're like, can you show me what page that was on? You know, and that was Mueller. You know, he had other people doing this shit. He didn't know what was going on. He had people like Strzok and all those corrupt FBI agents who had been texting each other about, oh, we cannot let Trump get away with this. Corruption, all of, and so Barr is investigating this. Barr is going to look into this. Mm. And I hope they'd reveal that this is where the real Russian collusion happened.
And if Barr winds up somehow, you know, missing, yeah. I'm just going to go
if,
out.
If Barr commits suicide out of no reason.
Number
48 on the list.
Look, here's the deal. You know, if you think about what happened, okay, what Jeffrey Epstein, the whole ordeal means. Here is a filthy rich man persuading a bunch of other filthy rich men to go to an island to little girls.
Did he really have to persuade them? I don't think he had
whatever.
To persuade anybody.
Whatever. Coordinating it, whatever.
Gave them an option.
Being involved in this, okay? Now, all that money that's involved, I'm talking about billionaires and multimillionaires who are paying for this. And so that whole thing with what's-his-name committing suicide, Jeffrey Epstein supposedly committed suicide, dude, it's fake. I just read an article today. Or I'm sorry, I saw this headline today about the Jeffrey Epstein before he died. He had a visitor. Did you read this?
Mm-mm. No.
No, this is, I Google that, man. Apparently there was a visitor who
tampered with the cameras and told us.
No. He had a visitor, a lady visitor, who showed up right before
was
he died.
Was her name Natasha Romanoff?
Dude.
I'm just asking.
Let me tell you something. What's going on right now? Is it straight up? This is like House of Cards, dude. Mm. Like when you watch House of Cards, I feel like we are living.
I honestly stopped watching House of Cards.
I'm saying in the beginning. Spacey. No. Hold on. I'm saying the first couple seasons. You know how it's like. It starts off kind of a little pure, and you see a little corruption, but then it gets like deeper, and you're like, "This is going. This is exactly like a depiction of that."
Yeah,
movie,
it's art imitates life.
Yeah,
and then real life imitates art. Basically, that's what's happening
again.
We're gonna move on to the next topic. And this one is the whole Israel banning what?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Banning. So Israel, right? So let's do the timeline. Last week, some Democrats went out to Israel on a whatever. I don't even know why Congress folks are doing these diplomatic trips when they don't determine diplomatic. They're not involved in that, any of that international affairs. They're not involved in that.
So it's summer vacation on basically, the taxpayer's dime.
So Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have an opportunity to go with this crew who went, and they refused. They wanted their own trip. Okay. Now on their itinerary, they said, we are going to go to Palestine. That was what their itinerary said. Now, can somebody point it to me on a map where Palestine is at?
It does not exist.
Does not exist. It's not recognized by U.S., by the U.S. government. Palestine country is not recognized. It does not exist. So why are congresswomen who represent the United States government, why are they putting on their itinerary that they're going to visit Palestine? Where the f*** is Palestine?
I don't know.
Okay, so
is it
so
next to Atlantis?
Okay, well, now again, timeline.
Uranus.
These ladies, pretty much. These ladies, they say, we're going to go. Now, they had posted a lot of stuff that was very anti-Semitic, okay?
Yeah.
And they supported what is called BDS. Okay, have you guys heard of BDS?
I heard
I'm
BDSM.
Not going to tell you where I just went in my brain with that.
Right,
no.
Me too. I heard BDSM. High five.
Oh, dear. You're God. Nasty.
So BDS is boycott, yes. Divest, and sanction. Okay. So these ladies supported this movement, right? They and it's against Israel, right? Because right. They're saying that Israel oppresses Palestinians, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Right. Yeah. So now they're requesting the government of Israel, who they're accusing of oppressing Palestinians, and they're saying, hey, can we go to Israel? And Israel says, no, because you're boycotting Israel. And so you know what Israel said? We're going to boycott you. Okay? Yeah. You boycott Israel, we're going to boycott you. And then they're like, what? It's that Pikachu. It's like, what? It is. It's like, what?
What the heck?
You don't know. Yeah, so he doesn't know that meme.
I was talking with Tim about this earlier, and when I read that, I kind of came across. It's like, it's kind of like the steakhouse where the vegans are out front protesting, and when they come to get a table, you're like, no, you can't come into our restaurant.
Protested.
Right. Yeah. You can't come into our restaurant because we know what you're going to do. Go away. And that's, right. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way about what Israel
you're right. No, so I'm going to give you a list of what Ilhan Omar has done, okay? She accused Jews of dual loyalty. She tweeted that Israel hypnotized the world.
Ooh, that's
she said she supported the BDS, doesn't think Israel has right to exist, okay?
Right there, she should not be allowed in Congress.
And she compared Israel to Iran. Okay, so based on just those things,
is it because they both start with
Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think she'll argue.
So
that,
why
right?
would Israel, a nation that is comprised of the Jewish people,
allow
an anti-Semitic to come into their country? They're not.
Well, and you'd mentioned that I guess Congress. There's a group of congressmen and women going to Israel for whatever reason they were going for to begin with, but they wanted to go on a separate trip because they didn't want to be mm-hmm. stuck to the agenda or the itinerary.
Because in the itinerary, which was last week, it said they were going to Israel.
Right.
They don't like the fact that there is an Israel. They consider that part of land to be Palestine.
So they plan this Palestinian trip.
So
yeah.
the way
just Tlaib, to prove a point.
Or whatever her name is, I always want to say, you know, Akeem Tlaib. I don't know why, but anyway, she requested, asked the Israeli Interior Minister access so that she could visit her relatives in Palestine.
Who she hasn't visited in like 15 years. Okay.
She's
or
like,
some
who,
shit.
Like her right. grandmother's in her 90s. And she lives up in, I can't say it, right?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. So there's a letter that came out right. after Israel
denied it.
Denied it.
Right.
So she sends a letter to Israel begging them to let her in with, and she promised to not promote boycotts against Israel while she was there. Okay?
While she was there.
While she was there.
Yeah, so, but what about before and after?
Hey, so Israel reads that, right, letter, and Israel says, you know what? She can visit her mom, okay?
Grandma.
But her grandma, I'm sorry, whatever. Her grandma. And so now Israel, so Israel says, you know what? You can go. So she refuses and says, you know what? Israel has been very disrespectful. That's what she tweeted. And so because of that, she's saying, you know what? They're disrespectful towards Muslim. I'm not going to go. Meanwhile, what she doesn't acknowledge is that there's a lot of Muslims, and I've been to Israel.
Right.
There's a lot of Muslims in Israel, living within Israel. And so it's a lie. She's a liar. And she's just using it. She's grandstanding. And I'm glad Trump called her out on it. Trump tweeted that it said she's grandstanding. And Trump also, before all this happened, Trump tweeted and said, Israel should not allow these anti-Semitic people in. I don't know if he said anti-Semitic, but he said he shouldn't allow
them in. Dude, no. You want to see he's the ultimate savage. So he tweeted.
underwater
4G Representative Talib wrote a letter to Israeli officials desperately wanting to visit her grandmother. Permission was quickly granted, whereupon Talib obnoxiously turned the approval down. A complete setup. The only real winner here is Talib's grandmother. She doesn't have to see her now.
No, you know what? That's
true. Oh my God!
You know what?
What a savage!
But this proves the point. This proves the point that Talib hates Israel.
Is that how you say it?
More than she loves Talib. Her grandmother. Yeah. Talib hates Israel more than she loves her grandmother. Because really, if you really wanted to go visit your mother, you would shut your mouth
and go.
Right. But she's arrogant and she's anti-Semitic.
And she used this opportunity to try and make a point. I was with a client this week. I love this particular client. She's quite older. And she's telling me about how she is of Jewish descent. Mm-hmm. And because of that, she does not support the Trump and everything else.
The Trump administration.
Really? So because he hates the Jews.
How does he hate the Jews? He's been the most supportive.
Hold on.
Wow.
Finish.
I said, whoa. When did Trump say he hated the Jews? I said, as a matter of fact, Trump is one of the only ones standing up for Israel and the Jews. No, that's not true. I said, yes.
Israel is now the capital.
Reread.
The Golan Heights are now part of Israel.
Well, so I have a follow-up appointment on Tuesday, and I cannot wait to go so that I can have this conversation about how Israel opened their arms to Trump. It was like, no, you four crazy-ass
If I'm
people.
Israel right now, if I'm Israel, and I'm seeing what the future leaders of America are saying about my country,
right?
What, you have no choice.
Why would I invite you?
Even if you hated Donald Trump, you have to support Republicans because they have Israel's back.
Yeah.
Because if you let these crazy people in, they're going to annihilate you by giving Palestine weapons and Iran and nuclear bombs and shit. If I'm Israel, I'm scared of shit. If one of these crazy left wing people get in.
Yeah. How many times have I sat here and I watched you post things where Trump is speaking to everybody at the White House out on their green fields or whatever, the lawn, and stating,
we'll get to that later,
and stating how Israel needs to be supported by Americans. How Israel, when he moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
They wanted to crucify him. Like, you can't do that because you're going to create all this tension. He goes, no, Israel's our ally. We side with Israel.
I don't understand how any person who
is
anti-Semitic. Person who is Jewish does not support Trump at this point in time.
Hold on, I can understand.
Go, why. Jeremy wants to.
So, how?
Is the move to the embassy move to Jerusalem, is that done or is that in progress?
It's done. No, it's
done.
There.
It's done. Right, perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
So hold on. So to me, it's funny how these ladies, in their itinerary, they say they're going to visit Palestine. It's a slap in the face of Israel. We're going to go visit, and so Israel says, "Okay, go visit Palestine, wherever that is." Because this is Israel.
I okay, told you, but it's in next the meantime, to Atlantis.
Yeah. So and good luck visiting Palestine. Okay, this is Israel. You can't. You know what I mean? Like
that's my point. So I don't understand where the Jewish community can be so pro these crazy fucking women.
Because they're, yeah. Because no, but you got to remember. You have to remember this. These are the extreme left, right? There's also extreme right, and people. Some people will say that. Yeah. Right. Trump can be extreme right because of the way his mouth is, right? Not his agenda, but the things he tweets can be. He's playing devil's advocate.
He's doing good.
Okay, all right. Go.
There's a lot of people in this country that are in the middle that see these guys and go, they don't speak for me. So they denounce them, right? So they grow in power in their area. When you look at Omar, whatever her name is, right? She won her district, and her district is predominantly Muslim.
Right.
Why? The Minnesotian, you know, didn't really
Rashid
vote
Tlaib.
For her. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Their communities voted them in.
Right.
Their communities and their districts are Muslim.
But they're polling so low now. Now, here's one thing that I want to mention. Okay. So again, the reason I called them the squad of rejects. Right, because it's all of them. It's all these. So AOC,
who
our favorite?
She's upset.
Oh, you mean OCA, COA,
Alexandria
Horvitz.
So she comes out after all this debacle, and she says, "I'm not going to visit Israel because Ilhan and Tlaib were rejected from going." Right. So I was reading this tweet that said, "So now." There are two places that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won't visit, and one of them is Auschwitz, and the other one is Israel. Now, if you remember, a few months ago, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez compared the ICE detention centers to Auschwitz concentration camps. And so a Jewish survivor comes out and invites her, and he says, you know what, come with me. Let's go to Auschwitz. Let's look at a real concentration camp. So that way you know. And you know what? She refused.
Well,
okay. So now here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She won't visit Auschwitz and she's not going to visit Israel.
Yeah.
How much more anti-Semitic can you get?
So on AOC's side, right? She never went to the concentration camps on the border. She went to the parking lot and cried.
Oh, no. She looked at an empty road.
But these guys, no. But this,
political fact check, she went to an empty road.
In another state.
Let's be real.
She went to a road and cried.
In another state.
These four, yes, they have the biggest voices right now in the Democratic Party, but they don't speak for all of them. And
right,
they are garnering the media attention with all their tweets, just like Trump did. And again, they feel that this is how he came to power. We're going to do the same shit and create the controversy and do all this crazy stuff. But to me,
it's not working.
What Trump was saying, he didn't say, I hate Mexicans and I hate Hispanics. No. He goes, we need to build a wall to stop the drugs, stop the gang members.
We need to enforce our laws.
Yeah. He never said, I want to stop the good people from coming over. I want to stop the shit. So there's a difference.
Talking about Trump, right? So
you see his rally in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we'll get to that. So. You remember a couple of weeks ago when Trump says he tells the squad of rejects to go back to their countries, go fix them, and
go back, fix your country.
Everybody lost their shit.
Tell us
okay,
how you did it.
So Trump says that. You know what he tells the squad of rejects, Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib, go back to your countries. And you know what Netanyahu says? Netanyahu says, hold my beer. I will send it back to their country. We will reject them. You know what I mean? So he won up Trump on that one.
But this is what these guys have to fight because, in my opinion, like they're trying to do what's right, right? And people saying they're disrupting, they're hateful, and everything else. I don't see conservatives like storming ICE detention and shooting them up. Yeah, people
Thank
say,
you.
Oh, but you know what they'll say? Oh, but those crazy people shooting up Walmart, those are crazy sick people. I don't agree with them. I would never say that, you know, if they say we hate illegal. No, they're racist.
Right.
There's a lot of racism. And here's the thing. Like we said, when you do the facts and you look at the research, what they really were? They supported Antifa and all this crazy shit, but they tried to say white supremacist Republican.
A lie.
Come on, guys. Like, don't believe the media. right? Do your research. I don't come on here and spew what CNN and what Fox and everything, because you know what? They're trying to sell an agenda. Research. When we quote things, we're quoting things that people say. So when you see a blue check verified person running their mouth saying some shit, that's no different than us being on the show. Now, you're supposed to be representing me. You are spewing hate and getting people riled up. When you're Maxine Waters and you like storm somebody wearing a red hat and pin him against the wall and incite violence on him, right, and you go, that's okay?
No, it's not okay. Not
that's not freedom of speech. That's hate.
Yeah.
But they applaud her. And if Trump goes, you know what? When you see those Antifa guys go knock them the fuck out, oh my God. Exactly. You're inciting riot and the Second Amendment and people, fuck you. You know what? Exactly. I'm tired of this shit.
So talking about the media who's in collusion, seriously, like they're in bed with the Democratic Party. Now, here's
it's
one
hard
thing
to talk about.
You mentioned this earlier, and I want to get back to it, which is the New Hampshire rally that Trump had, campaign rally.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the record numbers?
I saw it. I saw the videos. I watch every single one of his speeches that he does. I watch all. And the only reason that he says he's not the typical politician, because most politicians will regurgitate the same things. Trump is not like that. He speaks off the cuff and he talks about everything that's happening up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
He'll mention everything. So he was out in New Hampshire. And the crowds overflow in the event. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I did not.
I didn't.
So what happens is that in this auditorium, they allow people to come in, and then they have a cutoff time, and they stop letting people in after a certain amount of time. So then there's like, I don't know, like 10,000
people.
They had a spillover.
There was a larger crowd than Elton John,
So hold on.
The venue only holds a certain number of people, right? So if it holds 10,000 people and there's 15,000 people in line, sorry.
Yeah, 5, but they're outside.
So then here's the thing. And explain this to me, Jeremy, okay? So Twitter has a hashtag that's trending, okay? Had a hashtag today and yesterday. The hashtag that was trending was this: empty seat MAGA tour.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now this is, and I attribute this to Twitter. This is where Twitter is putting their hands in and trying to make things happen. No, hold on. Let me finish the point that I'm trying to make. So Twitter makes this hashtag trend. I don't know for a fact. I don't want somebody to come back. But if I'm going to take a guess based on what Project Veritas and all these whistleblowers that are coming out talking about, all these media giants who are trying to influence the elections, I do not put it past Twitter. So there's a hashtag that's trending, okay? What I can say is this, and this is my guess. Twitter is now openly promoting hashtags just to defeat the president, all right? Empty MAGA seats. And if you go and you search this, okay, and they show these pictures of empty seats behind Trump while this is happening. Now,
oh, it's trending, dude.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Twitter is making this shit trend. It's not really happening, okay? Now, when you look at the pictures, at the videos, I saw this video of him talking. I didn't see an empty seat. Now, all of a sudden, there are videos, there are pictures of empty seats. And so what happened is that they take a little excerpt of the end of Trump's speech when people are leaving because he's been talking for about an hour and a half.
Right.
And so people start leaving towards the end because they're like, you know what happens at every game?
Right, sure.
Every game,
people
are like starting to leave because they're like, okay,
they
want to beat the crowd.
Avoid the crowd, exactly. Okay.
So then Twitter and everybody's like, oh, look, this is what's happening. The people are leaving. There's nobody showing up to his crowds. Now, Democrats, liberals can convince themselves to make themselves feel good that Trump is not pulling crowds like this. And this is in New Hampshire. And he's filling stadiums. Do you think Bernie Sanders is going to fill up a stadium like that? He can't.
No.
Dude, they said they filled up the stadium, and then there was about 10,000 to 15,000 people outside.
Yeah, don't they set up like Megatrons or whatever outside?
Yeah, they had a watch party out there.
Yeah.
When you see, look.
Like tailgating and
look,
shit.
All right. Show us. The people can't see it, but here's the deal. Look at that. That's how many people were at that damn rally yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
They do this all the time, right? They depict, right, when his he had that speech back in January or February or something like that, and they showed the Washington Monument all the way to the Lincoln Memorial, right? And they were like, oh, look, there's nobody there. And then everyone's like, and then everybody's live streaming like, no, this place is packed.
It was packed.
You know what I mean? Right. But they film it based on like people filling in or leaving.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They take those pictures at 6 o'clock in the morning when people are just starting
exactly.
to show up.
Exactly.
You know,
and they Photoshop
it. 10 or
come
whatever.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All you gotta do,
Photoshop.
All you have to do is go on social media, watch the live stream, not what you see on Fox. If you want to know the facts with anything, whether it's Democrat, Republican, this or that, people live stream this shit. Research it for yourself. Don't believe, the hype, because this is bullshit.
This is where I think we need to be able to, Trump or whoever, should be able to sue them and say, you are lying. You are blatantly lying.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why this plays in his favor, okay? Because the people who oppose him, when they see this, because all they watch is CNN and MSNBC who are lying to them. They're telling them Trump doesn't have these crowds. And so these people feel sure of themselves. They're making the same mistakes that they made in 2016. And what they're doing is they're saying, oh, yeah, he doesn't have support.
I don't have to worry about
I don't have to worry about getting up out of my lazy ass and getting out of my basement, my mom's basement, and go vote. Why? Because Trump doesn't have that support. Now, by all means, media, keep doing what you're doing, because there's a silent majority. There is a silent majority, Jeremy.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm gonna go back to the whole thing, okay? I wear my MAGA hat. You guys don't wear anything, okay? You guys are the silent majority. You guys are. You do. Maybe you do. Under the your mom tells you not to, but you do. Now, but the majority of Trump supporters, Tim, you're a Trump supporter. Yeah, you never wear your MAGA hat.
No.
Okay. So
I don't even own one.
Okay. So all
one.
I'm saying is that there's a silent majority. Okay. So, and this is what's going to happen. These people, they're convincing themselves. That's how they're able to go to sleep. They tell themselves Trump doesn't have a following.
Truth over facts. Come on, man. Like, this is.
Thank you.
To me, that means. I'm sorry.
Can I say this one
quote?
Sure,
go ahead.
Okay. So I saw this tweet from Thomas Sowell. If you guys don't follow Thomas Sowell,
I like him.
Follow Thomas Sowell. He's a great economist. Now, he says one thing, and this is so true today, right now. He says, Abraham Lincoln once asked an audience, how many legs a dog has if you count the tail as a leg, right?
Six.
Abraham Lincoln asked an audience, how many legs a dog has if you count the tail as a leg?
So Abraham Lincoln told the crowd, include the tail as a leg.
And he asked him, how many legs does the dog have? And when they answered five, Lincoln told them that the answer was four. The fact that you called the tail a leg did not mean that the dog, in other words, again, facts are facts. Whatever your truth is, you got to throw that shit out. Facts are facts.
Yeah. Four legs is four legs. A tail is not a leg.
Thank you. Exactly. And so the Democratic Party, again, is going to convince themselves that, Trump doesn't have a crowd. Homie, that dog has four legs. That he's attracting crowds, homie. And so convince yourself of what you want to believe, because you're living yourself in this delusion. Go ahead.
Yeah. So years ago, I worked at a company, and one of the engineers that I was working with, it was during the election. It was actually election day, like November, whatever it was. And he was watching the news on the internet, and he saw that somebody was, I wish I remember who it was. It's probably Bush or somebody was winning. And he saw, it was 5 o'clock at night, right? He's getting ready to leave for the day. And he Googled it on internet or whatever. And he's like, oh yeah, Bush is winning. He's like, oh shit, now I need to go vote. Because he, like you had said, he was being lazy. He wasn't going to vote. But then once he realized that the person that he was backing wasn't going to win like they were supposed to, he went, he said, oh, well now I got to go vote. Now,
I think there was a lot more.
Let me tell you something. On
that,
election day, in 2016, because I got my shoulder surgery the day before the election. So I'm sitting on my chair watching the election. I'm a little, this day one after surgery. And
medicated.
I was just exhausted, right? Nerve block wore off finally, and the perk wore off. But I'm watching the election. And I'm like, oh, Hillary's already up, 30% to 1. It's like, oh shit, I'm going to, I'm not staying up for right. this. All of a sudden, I wake up in the morning.
Super late that
day. I wake up in the morning because I was in New York, right? So I wake up and I look at my phone and I'm like, CNBC said Donald Trump is been elected. I was like, what? I was like, am I dreaming?
So
I didn't vote, but I was just like, holy,
this is fun.
You didn't vote
that night. Hold on.
I was going to New York
that same night.
Do early ballot.
I remember when. Okay, so that night I came home. Okay, and I had all because I follow. You know, the election nights I follow. I had all these windows open. I had one of the windows that I had open was New York Times had this barometer thing that said Hillary Clinton's chance of winning was 97%.
Yeah, it was high.
So you saw this thing that said, you know, needle, like it was 97%. Yeah. And as the night progressed, that needle just kept going down.
Yeah.
And then it turned to like 51% chance of Trump winning. Okay. So again, now this barometer thing that they had it for like months that Hillary Clinton was going to win every night. Yeah. Night show, yeah. Every comedian, everybody was saying Hillary Clinton was going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, again, there's a silent majority that is not vocal about how they're going to vote. And even more today. Why? Because the economy is doing great. Unemployment is low. Jobs are up. And Trump is America first. And he's going out and he's filling stadiums. Now, Democratic Party, you can continue promoting what you're promoting, and you can convince yourself that Trump is not going to win again. Why? Because he's a racist and not blah, blah, blah. But keep doing that because you're making the same goddamn mistakes that you're making.
So here's the problem. We have to be very careful because, again, we say silent majority, right? Silent majority are the middle class people with nice 401ks and everything. Here's the deal. If you do what Bill Maher said, and I'm starting to see a trend, and you start tanking that economy where the bonds all of a sudden are going down, consumer confidence is going down, and you get bad economic data now until election day, that silent majority might change. It might change the skew of this election. So we can't be cocky going into the election next year saying, oh, we got this because silent majority voting from like, hey, man. If you start messing with people's messing with people's pockets, that could change. Just keep that in mind, right? You know. So and I'm starting to see a little manipulation now. China can't, you know, instead of China and Russia maybe getting involved with the voting process, start fucking with the economy, trade wars, this Hong Kong, you know, really start
war.
You know,
he's not going to get into a war.
I said trade war, not.
What's happening right now, you know, with the things that he's doing with China, he's imposing all these tariffs. He's winning, homie. And the great example of that is Hong Kong.
I hear
okay.
You.
Yeah. So
when you
so
have
China,
another country,
China is
the
very
national anthem.
Desperate. They can't keep up, homie. And this is going to, they're taking losses that they did not anticipate because guess what? Who do we have in the White House? A fighter, America first. And China has never had to deal with this, okay? And so this, look, something's about to happen. Something good is about to happen, and I'm ready for it. We should all be ready for it. And again, Trump is the guy for the times. And in a year from now, we're gonna be singing a different tune, homie. If he's pulling in these many people in liberal states,
right?
I hear you.
But to Tim's point. If the people who are thinking, he's going to win, no matter what. If they don't go out and vote, we're going to have a flip.
It's not even about going out and vote. So you think about this. The war, this trade war is affecting farmers, right? 100% it's affecting the pockets of farmers because they can't sell their soybeans because China canceled all the soybean orders, right? So now they're going, shit, we ain't got no money. So Trump
the Chinese going to starve?
No. They're going to go get it from somewhere else or buy it from us underneath.
Taking the losses from me.
But
China's taking the losses.
Right. But
they're inflating their currency.
You got to remember.
So that they can take the losses.
You have to remember the farmers, if they're not selling it, now they're looking like, wow, this motherfucker just fucked us. Right? So you have to keep in mind because that's that middle America breadbasket. Those are those votes that everybody goes back
and forth. A lot of that is funny money, right? It's like corn. The U.S. government subsidizes corn.
He has
to
make sure to keep them happy. That's all I'm saying.
If it was true, the mainstream media would be showing this nonstop on media. But you know what they're doing? They're not doing that. They're not showing, oh, the farmers are losing. You know what they're showing? Trump is racist. Mm-hmm. That's their card. That's the only card that they can play right now because they're hoping that they can scare enough people.
Well, they know that the silent majority.
So if what you're saying was true, CNN, MSNBC would be playing this over and over again, but they're not.
It doesn't. Here's the deal.
They're not.
When you talk about farms, right? You only talk about farmers. That's a very small percentage. When you for most people, it'd be like, oh, fuck the farmers. You know what I mean? But when you say racist, that captures. You have a bigger blast zone when you use terms like that. You say, oh, the farmers are hurting. And nobody cares about the farmers.
And that's why he's going to win. Because this racist card has been played. Go back to Ronald Reagan. Go back to George Bush Sr. Go back to George Bush Jr. Go back to Romney.
I hear
you. They said the same thing. And now these were choir boys compared to Trump's rhetoric. Choir boys. And they called all of them racist. So people are immune to this. They're like,
I hear you. I mean, people are definitely awake because here's the deal. If you heard those words, if you heard racist words coming out of him, he would lose the vote.
He's not.
He would lose the vote. I'm sorry. He would lose my vote in a heartbeat if you say racist shit.
He's never said anything racist.
Right. But all right.
So here's the deal, guys. I think we're at the hour.
We've got Bush.
We got George Bush. All right, so hold on. So again, thank you everybody for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Again, we ask that if you enjoy the show, please show us some support. Go to our social media platform, search for us. We are The Salty Show. Give us a like, a follow, and share some of our content. And we'll see you all next time.
If you're cute, slide into the DMs.
Slide into the DM. Keep sending Tim the those. What do you like, Tim?
Oh, those little porn advertisements. Like, oh, come check my site. Delete.
Send him your
before
armpit
before he
pics.
Deletes it though.
Armpit pics. He needs armpit pics.
Yes. Keep sending Tim the armpit pics.
We need fake news. We need all the salty fans to grow out their armpit hair. Snap a quick pic.
All right. Let's stop. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week, guys. Enjoy the show.
We love you all. Bye.
Adios.